Learn English with Linguistov.ru. Pre-intermediate. Learning new words and expressions. Episode 3. Fishing for compliments. Listen to a dialogue. Hello, Mark. How are things? You look unhappy and exhausted. Oh, Sonia, my life is so complicated. What's wrong? I'm a middle-aged man who lives in a dormitory. I didn't live up to my parents' expectations. I can't score a good job. And I can't even find a compatible girlfriend. My life is a mess. Oh no, it's not true. You're just fishing for compliments. Not really. On top of that, I can't give up smoking, and I know I should cut down on sweets. I can't even persuade myself to go to the gym once a week. You are being too harsh on yourself. You are a very attractive guy, and a good mixer, and you shouldn't let other people's opinion offend you. You're right. I suppose I need to find a good role model. Maybe Chuck Norris. Yep. That's right. I want to be like Chuck Norris. Listen to some of the key sentences. My life is so complicated. I am a middle-aged man who lives in a dormitory. I didn't live up to my parents' expectations. I can't score a good job. I can't find a compatible girlfriend. You are just fishing for compliments. On top of that, I can't give up smoking. I should cut down on sweets. I can't even persuade myself to go to the gym once a week. You shouldn't let other people's opinion offend you. I need to find a good role model. Let's look at some interesting words. Exhausted means very tired. They came home exhausted. She was too exhausted to talk with him on the phone. There is also another nice expression. I'm so exhausted, I'm going to go home and crash. Which means I'm going straight home to go to sleep right away, perhaps after partying hard. Complicated means difficult, complex, hard to analyze. For example, this test is complicated. This cake recipe is so complicated, it needs a lot of ingredients. Middle-aged. Middle-aged people are people between the ages of about 40 and 60. For example, he was a middle-aged businessman who traveled a lot. Dormitory. Well, dormitory is a dormitory. Many students live in dormitories while they study at university. To live up to somebody's expectations. It means you do what is expected of you. For example, if someone expects you to be a great person, you should live up to that. My parents wanted me to become a surgeon, but I didn't live up to their expectations. I became a painter. She lived up to everyone's expectations and won a gold medal. To score. To score means to gain points in a game. Here, to score a good job means to get, obtain, gain a job that you have desired. It's hard for a student to score a good job. He lived up to his own expectations and scored a job he always wanted. Compatible. Compatible means able to exist or to be used together. For example, he's my friend just because we are compatible people. I can't find a compatible device. His behavior was not compatible with his words. When we speak about bad habits, we can use the following expressions. For example, to give up drinking, smoking, watching telly all the time, etc. And also to cut down on something, in the meaning to reduce using something. For example, I should cut down on chocolate. It makes me fat. I should cut down on alcohol. Or, for example, I should cut down on fried food, etc. Let's also look at two words, persuade and convince. To convince is to change someone's mind, to make a person believe that something is true. And persuade means to move to action. For example, my brother convinced me that this car was the best choice for me. And also, my brother persuaded me to buy a car. See the difference? Another interesting expression, to be too harsh on oneself. It deals with self-criticism. For example, look, you're doing great. Don't be so harsh on yourself. He was never satisfied with what he did and was always too harsh on himself for his mistakes. To offend means to hurt a person's feelings. She said he was a loser, and her words offended him. Something can be offensive. He made some offensive remarks about her clothes. Role model. Role model is a person who can be a good example for you. My parents are my role models, and I did everything to live up to their expectations. My only role model were my older friends. They did drugs, so I did drugs as well. In the dialogue, you can also see an idiom to fish for compliments. It is very popular today. When a person fishes for compliments, he usually criticizes himself to make other people praise him or give compliments to him. You say, "No, you are wrong. You're so clever and nice and attractive and wonderful. Don't be so harsh on yourself." For example, "Emma, you know you don't look fat in that dress. Are you fishing for compliments?" And let's finish with some synonyms. We had the word attractive. What other words can you use instead of beautiful? Instead of beautiful, you can use attractive, fine, good-looking, pretty, lovely, cute. If you want to say that something or somebody is very beautiful, you can say gorgeous, stunning, dazzling. For men, you can use handsome or attractive. Now listen to the dialogue again and remember all the words. Hello, Mark. How are things? You look unhappy and exhausted. Oh, Sonia, my life is so complicated. What's wrong? I'm a middle-aged man who lives in a dormitory. I didn't live up to my parents' expectations. I can't score a good job. And I can't even find a compatible girlfriend. My life is a mess. Oh no, it's not true. You're just fishing for compliments. Not really. On top of that, I can't give up smoking, and I know I should cut down on sweets. I can't even persuade myself to go to the gym once a week. You are being too harsh on yourself. You are a very attractive guy and a good mixer, and you shouldn't let other people's opinion offend you. You're right. I suppose I need to find a good role model. Maybe Chuck Norris. Yep, that's right. I want to be like Chuck Norris. This is all for this episode. See you soon. And don't forget to visit our website www.lingvistiv.ru.